Well, Jane Ace continues working afternoons for Mr. Jackson, bridge instructor. Her job is to play out a bridge hand before his class, while the class takes notes of her mistakes, corrects her game, and asks why she made certain plays. Her answers have been quite fantastic. This episode takes place in the evening, alternating in several scenes between the Ace's bungalow and the home of some of the women in the class. But first to the Ace's, where we find Jane, Mr. Ace, and Marge. Listen.
How's the work coming along at that bridge school, Jane?
Oh, fine. I'm crazy about it. I did marvelous this afternoon. I did, too.
You're psychic.
My wife?
I didn't say anything. What are you arguing about?
Oh, I saw that tone in your eye when I said I was marvelous. You don't have to draw any blue points for me.
Oh, Jane, let's not start any argument when there isn't any.
Oh, I don't like his altitude.
Yes, get down off your high horse.
All right, tell us what you do there, Jane. I'm rather interested in knowing how you play bridge in a bridge school.
It's no different from playing bridge here. I play just the same.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jane.
What?
What do you do exactly, Jackson? Whom do you play with?
I don't play with anybody. Don't you understand? The bridge hand is all written out on the blackboard. And I stand there with a pointer and point to the cards written out. First, I did like north. Then I did like east. Then west. Then north.
Oh, I said north. What's the other one?
Oh, yes, south. Thanks, Marge. No. Then after I'm through bidding, I play the hand out. Then when I'm through playing, Mr. Jackson asks everybody if I made any mistakes. And then they have to raise their hands and point out the mistakes and ask me questions. That's all there is to it. And for that, I get $5 an afternoon. I can't believe it is so easy.
It is, huh?
Oh, it's a pushover.
Oh.
I answer every question, and then when I'm finished, they don't need me anymore, and they go on with their lessons. So I step down off the stage. He has a sort of a little stage there with two steps. I didn't see the second one the first day.
Oh.
And I walk out of the room very gracefully, except that the door is hard to open. And that's all there is to it.
Just like that, huh?
That's all.
Getting back to these questions, Jane, what do you do with them?
Answer them.
Yes, I know, but I mean how? What do you say?
What do I say? Well, it all depends on what they ask me.
Well, are the questions hard, Jane?
Oh, to be contrary, they're easy. They're only about bridge.
Only, huh?
That's all.
Well, that should be a cinch for you.
Well, I've answered everyone so far. Put that in your hat and smoke it.
Oh, we take your word for it.
Yeah, but I'd like to know what the questions are. Can you give us a sample? Give us an idea how you handle the whole thing, you know.
Well, let me see. Well, take this afternoon.
Okay, take this afternoon.
The hand I had to play.
The hand you had to play.
Oh, stop being a mocking cat.
Yes, let her alone. Go ahead, Jane. Give us an idea what goes on there.
Well, let me see. The hand this afternoon that I played, I did four spades.
What'd you make it?
Well, I was set three tricks.
Well, that's close.
Well, it was a hard hand to make.
Oh.
They said I could have made six if I had finessed the queen of spades. And they asked me why I didn't finesse the queen of spades. Well, I told them.
You told them what?
Well, you know I never finesse. It makes me nervous.
Oh, yes.
You told them it made you nervous?
Yes, they asked me. I said it made me too nervous wondering if the finesse would come out right, so I never finesse.
Yeah, well, is that all right with Mr. Jackson, the teacher?
Is what all right?
Well, is it all right for you to say that in class?
Why, sure. What do you think he's paying me for?
Well, I'm beginning to wonder.
He wants me to play every hand just like I think it should be played.
Oh.
And when they ask me why I did something, I must tell them why. Don't you get the idea, dear? I'm Mrs. Average Player.
Well, that's just a little flattering, isn't it?
Oh, thanks, dear. I'm Mrs. Average Player. And he said they have to tear apart everything I do and everything I say so they can see what makes me fit.
Fit?
Well, that's what he said. That's his exact words. And if you two are going to sit there laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. Go ahead. Now, tell us some more. Get back to that hand you played. You say you went down three tricks?
Yes, but they said that they could make six plays if they were playing it. Well, I didn't want to argue with them if that's the way they feel. The customer's always right, you know.
Yeah.
So I just let them think they could.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, what else did they ask you? What's that? That's what I want to know about.
Oh, a lot of things, Marge. I can't. Oh, one of the things was why I led the six of clubs first. And I told him I always leave the first card on my right when I don't exactly know what to lead. The first card on your right?
Why that one?
Well, because it's the easiest to reach and it makes the game faster.
Well, you're certainly spreading a lot of misinformation about bridge, aren't you?
Well, that's the way I play.
Well, how do they take it? Do they laugh?
Laugh? Why, no, they're surprised. They never thought of it that way before.
I hope they don't start thinking of it that way now.
Oh, I don't care what they think. All I know is that's the way I play. I told them, I said, I only play bridge for my own amazement, I said.
Oh,
you told them that too, huh?
The world has gotten into you, Elsie. I never saw you play such stupid bridge since we've been married. How did you happen to leave that four of spades?
I don't know, Joe. It was there, and I let it.
It was there? Where?
Right here on my right. First card.
Are you Daffy? Don't you know enough to leave the highest card in your partner's bid?
Oh, yes. I always used to.
Used to?
Yes, but somehow or other, I just didn't seem to want to exert myself to get out the King of Diamonds.
You had the King of Diamonds. Mm-hmm. Why, we could have set them a million. I never saw a bridge hand mutilated like that in all my life. You must be out of your mind. What's gotten into you?
Asked me how I happened to bid a spade to start with. She said she thought that I could bid two spades to start with. Well, you know me. I like to play fast, but not that fast.
Oh, you want to take it by easy stages. You start with a spade.
Yeah, start with one spade.
Yes, and then sometime later you bid two spades.
Yeah, what's the hurry? Well, she hummed and hawed, this woman I mean.
Yeah.
And she said if I bid two spades to start with...
Bad?
Yes, I thought it was bad, too. But she said two, and I didn't want to argue with her. Then she asked me how many tricks I have when I open a bid. So I said, tricks?
It's sort of baffled-like.
Yes. Yeah. I said, what do you mean, tricks? And she said she always counts her tricks before she bids. And I said, oh, I never bother with that, I said.
You never bother with it?
Well, no, you know me. If I have to wreck my brain counting tricks and keeping track of everything, there's no fun in it. That's what I told her. I said, the easiest way is just to look at your cards after you get them assorted. And if it looks like you've got a lot of pictures and a few aces and some tens, then you did something.
You told the class that?
Yes. Well, what did they say to that? Don't tell me that didn't get a laugh. Laugh? Who laughed? Outside of you two. They're interested in everything I say because they never played that way before.
They never did, huh?
No. They're so surprised at everything I say, they look at each other a ghost.
I can well imagine.
Well, they should certainly learn how not to play bridge from all the information you're handing out.
Well, that's what they're there for, to learn bridge. If they want to learn the way Mr. Jackson wants them to play, it's all right with me. But it's so much harder that way.
Open that bid with such a weak hand, I can't understand, my dear. You must be completely berserk. You haven't the semblance of an opening bid.
I know, Al, but I know I haven't. I can see it now.
But we're vulnerable. After all, we're playing for a quarter of a set of points. If you just want to hand these people the money, why bother playing bridge? Or are you playing bridge?
I'm doing my best.
Oh, no, that's not your best. You can't tell me you'd open a hand with only two kings and three jacks and a ten. Where are your tricks?
Well, I just glanced at the hand, and it seemed as if I had the required tricks.
Just glanced at it? I never heard a bridge played like that. Why don't you keep your wits about you?
But it's so much easier this way, my dear.
Easier? It's the easiest way in the world to lose money, if that's what you mean. If that's the way you're going to play, we might just as well forget the whole thing. I'm certainly not going to try to beat you.
Thing was when a woman asked me if I played bridge with my husband, and I said yes now and then.
Oh, now, Jane, don't drag me into this.
I didn't. She asked me, and she says, well, how can you play with him if you bid like that? She meant when I said I just looked at my hand without counting the tricks. So I said, well, we get along. He understands me, I said.
He does.
Oh, sure he does. He knows every time that I... It's you, dear. I'm talking about you. You do understand the way I play, don't you?
Of course I do.
See, well, she said, is he a good bridge player?
Well, what did you say to that?
Well, I said, yes, he's pretty good.
Oh, well, thanks, Jane.
Only pretty good?
Well, I said, I noticed that he hardly ever wins. And you don't, dear.
You don't have to tell me, Jane.
But I am telling you, how many times have we sat down to play bridge and we've won? You can count them on one finger. We almost always lose, don't we?
Yes, Jane, we certainly do.
Well, after all, if you're a good bridge player, you ought to win more often, shouldn't you?
I can't play the game single-handed.
No, I mean when I was your partner.
My statement still goes.
Were they surprised that you played bridge with your husband, Jane?
I think so.
Well, they were probably surprised you still had a husband, I guess.
That's right.
Any other man would have taken gas longer. What are some of the other newfangled ideas you sprang on these ladies, Jane?
Newfangled? Well, they're not new. I've been playing bridge this way for years. I told them so. I said any woman that would let 57 little cards upset her life is making a mistake. I like to play the easiest way I can.
Butchered. You certainly butchered it there, stupid. The hand makes five clubs, and you only bid two, and you went down three. That's how bad you played that one.
Well, I'm sorry, Harry. I did my best.
Your best? You didn't even take one finesse. And every king lay just right for you. Every finesse would have worked, and you didn't even try to finesse.
Oh, it makes me nervous to finesse, Harry. I'm just a bundle of nerves.
Makes you nervous to finesse?
Yes, I want to enjoy my game. And if I have to sit here and get gray hair wondering if a finesse is going to work, I might as well not play. I'm too tired to make so much of a study out of this game.
Tired? Tired playing bridge? Yes. Well, that's sure a new one on me. You're tired of playing bridge.
Now, there's no use your shouting at me, because I'm not going to get in a fight with you. I find it very relaxing to sit back and not worry too much about the game.
How do you like that? You people heard her. She's too tired to play bridge. She's the one that got up this game in the first place. She's the one that said we ought to play for a tenth of a cent instead of a 16th. And now...
My husband ever hollers at me the way I play bridge, and I told him, I said, sometimes he does, but I just don't answer him.
Oh, now, Jane, you're sure making me a fine character.
Oh, they don't know who you are, dear. They don't know my real name. I'm Mrs. Average Player.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Player?
How you do, Mr. Player?
Yes, I think Average should be your middle name, Jane.
Middle name?
Yeah, why don't you take the first name of Sub?
Sub?
Yes. Don't you like a middle name?
Mrs. Sub Average Player. Well, that's not bad.
It isn't that.
You like it, Mark? I think it's cute. I'll suggest that.
Well, it looks as if Jane's way of playing bridge is making quite an impression around town. Mr. Jackson's reactions to what has happened to his new system of teaching bridge should be quite interesting when next we meet the Easy Aces.